we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. This morning in particular, we're looking at question number 8. Very brief question, it'll be a shorter video. How does God execute his decrees? God executeth his decrees in the works of creation and providence. And so, again, we're setting up in these early questions the outline for what follows. So last time we dealt with the decrees of God are his eternal purpose, whereby for his own glory he hath foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. Okay, so as they say, you know, plans without a schedule are just dreams. And so here we see how God turns his decrees into the reality that we know, creation and providence. And so you can divide all of history into these two categories. Creation being, of course, looking at the beginning, and then providence, that which flows from it. So God, creation, the making of all things in the space of 6 days, all very good. We'll get to that. And providence is upholding all things and working out all things. So fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. And so Psalm 148 is talking about how all these things are the working out of his decrees. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and he does according to his will. Among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, nothing, because he does them all according to his word. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. And elsewhere, he upholds all things by the word of his power. And so again, we see that we can divide the works of God into creation and providence. Now, the next four questions will spell out the work of creation, the special act of creation, providence, special providence. And so stay tuned as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you for joining us for this brief video this morning, and God bless. Thank you.